All right, we got a special one here today on the Damon Bruce Show. Look who is with me. It is Uncle Luke. What a pleasure. I cannot wait to talk to this man about many things, especially the national championship game. There it is. We know it. It's IU versus the U. There's no doubt about it. He understands. He's done enough concert promotions to know we always got to thank the people that make it happen, starting with my man Ike of Ike Sandwiches. Right now, you order catering for the big game, you get $250 more catering. Use code promo code SAVE49, and you will save $49 off that catering order. This is the way you want to feed a room full of people coming up for the big games. Thank you to our friends at the Dubliner West Portal. That's the best pull of Guinness in all of San Francisco. And our friends at Sleeper. Right now, you go ahead and get your promo code Damon. You get a $100 deposit match when you click on the link right in the description of this video. Without any further ado, Uncle Luke, let me tell you, man, before we get into my school, your school stuff, of all the artists in my lifetime, you are among the greatest defenders of free speech. The entire weight of the U.S. government came after you, and you fought back with the founding fathers and history on your side, victorious. I thank you for that. I admire you greatly for that. As someone who's worked with a microphone my entire life, thank you for doing what you did.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know, it's all about, you know, defending the Constitution. That's what it's all about.
Well, you did it, man. And thank you for making all the booty shake, too. That's what it's all about.
That's the main thing.
Anyways, it is great to have you here. Obviously, a million different things had to come together for us to actually be able to talk, including Indiana turning into a story that nobody in the history of college football could have ever seen coming. It is one of the single greatest turnarounds of all time. And for the story to really be written, for the national championship to come to Indiana, they got to go through the Miami Hurricanes, and they got to go through a home game for the Miami Hurricanes. And I've been watching your content, man. I've been watching your YouTube channel. And you're talking about the prices. It was $700 for parking. Is that real?
Yeah. I mean, it's NCAA is doing some serious price gouging. $700 parking and no tailgating, and $4,000 for valet. You know, I know you, with all this big money and all these big time sponsors, you're gonna try to go to the valet lot. It's gonna cost you $4,000.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to the valet lot, but I am coming to Miami. I'm coming to this game. I will.
Oh, you got to come here. You got to be here.
I will be there. And let me tell you, you can talk about NCAA price gouging, and there's tomfoolery all around us in the world of shaking people out of their money in sports. I agree with you there. The entire state of Indiana is coming to this game. Everyone who can possibly get in there is going to try to get in there. And look, I got to be honest with you, man. I grew up on the East Coast, not really having a college team to root for. When I was a kid, I was about the U. There's no doubt, man. I thought this was the baddest ass football team in the world, getting off the plane in camos, everything that you could like about a college football team. I loved about those Miami teams coming out of the white smoke, all of it. It's this the mystique around Indy or around Miami is like, I can't believe that this is the actual matchup that we're getting. But the reason why these prices are crazy is you will maybe have 25% of that stadium. There, Indiana is coming. This is not going to be a Miami home game. I don't think it is.
You wish. Last time I checked, the cost of living in Hoosier Town is about $25,000. Versus the cost of living here in Miami, I think we could afford it. Our drink prices here is around $30 a drink, and your drink price is around $5 a drink. So I'm pretty sure we could afford it. Matter of fact, we're gonna buy your tickets. $25,000 that they allotted to you, we're buying your tickets, and we're gonna definitely make it a home game. It's not gonna be what you guys had last week when you went to Georgia Dome. And you played against a miserable team called Oregon. No, it's not going to happen. You're coming into our country. You're coming into our town.
Those cost of living prices just means the entire state of Indiana has been saving their money for this moment. And I will say this. If you want to talk about who's bigger, Miami is the ninth biggest college in the state of Florida. You know what I'm saying? You guys are like a Sephora boutique. We're Walmart. We're coming. We're coming for you in ways that here's the thing. I understand Miami football. Indiana fans don't even quite understand Indiana football right now. And I felt the weight and the gravity of it in that Peach Bowl in a way that just made me go, holy shit. The sleeping giant has awakened. And I'm telling you right now, this is a team. It's so fun. Me being cocky about Indiana football is as awkward as, you know, what, an accordion player trying to join the Two Live crew. It seems nuts. But I'm finally living in a world where, you know, I've heard how much trouble Indiana's in. I've been watching your YouTube, man, and you're talking about you don't know pain, you don't know violence. This is exactly what Alabama said. They got a generational beatdown that they haven't seen since color television was invented. And then Oregon gets beat by 34. Like, this Indiana team is playing against history as much as it's playing against an opponent right now. And I think the difference in this game is discipline and execution. And that's something that Miami has trouble with. That's something that Miami doesn't do very well. I saw a lot of penalties. I saw Carson Beck spraying it everywhere against Ole Miss. He does that. The game that Carson Beck just played against Ole Miss, I think you guys lose by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, so I see you got it all figured out. I mean, but on the other hand, I don't think you have a chance. I don't think your fans have a chance of getting in the stadium and going out. You know, we're going to be very hospitable. Not to say we're going to be very you're going to Miami Gardens. Miami Gardens is a beautiful city, nice place to be, but it's not Miami Gardens or Avatar under no circumstance. So getting into the stadium is going to be a little tough for your fans. If you think that Indiana is going to come to our stadium and consume all the tickets and make it a home field situation like you think it is, that's not going to happen. I mean, hey, look, if the whole state of Indiana is coming there, I know it's only like, 100,000 people, you'll sit outside. You are a basketball state, your basketball town, you're the guy throwing the chair on the floor. That's what you're known for. You're known for French Lick. You're known for Larry Bird. That's it. You're not a football state. You're not a football town.
All right, first of all, ACC, you're a basketball
You have a bunch of old men from Jam Man that came over that has not – you haven't played nobody with this much speed and this much violence that's going to be inflicted upon you. Your best two players on your team is two guys from Miami that couldn't even get recruited at Miami. Do you know how bad this is going to be for you? But I want y'all – we like the excitement for you guys to come down. You know, come on down and think you're going to win with your little old men and get beat down. You know,
let me just say this, Uncle Luke, because there's a lot of emotions. What I bring to you is facts. Here we go. There's no doubt Miami is playing fantastic football right now. They are fast. They are scaried. And it is how you play on the day you play. But Indiana in their last 3 games just beat Ohio State, Alabama, and Oregon by a combined score of 107-36. This is the number one red zone executing team in the nation. This is the number 2 defense in the nation. And this is no longer a small sample size. I mean, we got a better game out of Old Dominion than we got out of Alabama and Oregon earlier in this year. This is a team that has a level of execution. It's like, I'm seeing it and I'm watching. I keep on telling, look, I'm waiting for the anvil to fall out of the sky and hit me on my head. It doesn't happen. Indiana just keeps coming. They're determined. Dun, 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 dun. They're the Terminator. Dun, dun, dun. If Indiana needs an awful lot, or if Miami needs an awful lot of emotion to play this game, I smell targeting ejections. I smell undisciplined. That's what you want.
No, you're not playing against the old Miami, you're playing against the new Miami. And even with the old Miami, you wouldn't want no parts of that. There's no penalties, like you said. A couple offsides here and there. The targeting, that was questionable. But look at your miserable schedule. Look at your miserable. You haven't played anybody. Michigan State, trash. UCLA, no coach, trash. Maryland, I mean, a bunch of players from Maryland, they don't even want to recruit outside of the city of D.C. You play Penn State, no coach, and you should have lost that game. The only worthy opponent, you play Wisconsin, for God's sake. They probably don't even have a coach. Purdue.
Did you just see what happened in the Rose Bowl and the Peach Bowl? There's no more. You didn't play anybody left.
You played a worthy opponent in Ohio State that we should have just blew out, and we just beat. You just beat these people 13-10. And that was, I mean, that was Mendoza being Mendoza, which I love. I ain't going to hate on him. But Alabama, you claim, your claim to fame is you beat Alabama. You didn't beat Nick Saban in Alabama. You beat an Alabama team that should not have even been in the playoff.
Now, I agree with you that. After
Alabama team lost to Florida State, who we drug so bad at their own home field. So, I mean, Oregon, how many players were out? Two running backs injured. They had to go and buy two running backs out of the portal. I mean, a depleted team that had traveled to Miami, went back to Eugene, had to come back to the East Coast. Come on, man. Let's be real. When you come here, it's not going to be pleasant. It's not. We're not going to be nice about this.
You know who's already lost to a basketball school this year? Miami, at home. Louisville beat you.
Yeah, Louisville and SMU. Those are two losses.
That's shameful. I mean, that's shameful losses.
Have you interviewed Mendoza? He still see 31. He still sees 31 who hit him in the mouth when he played for Cal last year. He still sees Wesley Bissett. Remember that name.
I remember that game.
Mendoza goes to running around, scrambling, and Wesley put him on the stretcher to Jackson Memorial Hospital. That's our hospital. And we do have helipads at the stadium to medevac players. So I'm just saying, I suggest you guys don't gas this team up too much, because the punishment that's going to be inflicted upon them, you're going to be on Twitter like everybody else we beat. That was a violent hit. That should have been flagrant. That should have been this. No, it's not basketball, boss.
I know it's
Damian, this is not basketball.
I know it's
not. And you haven't been good in basketball lately.
No, we haven't. And that's another basketball. We can totally do that other show some other time. We can do that show, believe me.
You're praying, Damon, on some old guys. But what most of you guys forget to realize is this. When you go into the NFL, if you leave to go to the NFL in your third year, like Reuben Baines, in his third year, he's getting ready to compete and start and play against grown men. When you get to this level of football, it's not about the age. That's, if y'all harping on that or praying on that, good luck. Well, you got to do whatever. You got to do what you got to do.
In a very experienced team. We're bringing in guys who earned their stripes before they even set foot on campus in Bloomington. And I'm going to tell you right now that this coach is one of the most no-nonsense coaches of all time. Had you hired Kirk Cignetti in Miami, Miami would already have two national championships under Cignetti. This guy is not fucking around on any level. On any level. There's no emotion. There's no favor between one play and the next. They just keep executing. Oh, give up a big play. Oh, give up a bit. Doesn't matter. They come out. They handle their business. And I'm telling you, it's amazing.
You know, I understand that. You know, I understand that. He has a bunch of 30-year-old players, and
now they're 30.
The 30-year-old guys, they don't they have a tendency of not getting in trouble. They did all that at 21. So you don't have like a regular college football team. You don't have guys that stay on the campus, embrace the campus, embrace the culture, pledge in a fraternity.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So you have a bunch of grown men who probably living in Chicago that just show up to practice.
Sounds like somebody's getting nervous the more they talk about it. Sounds like somebody's getting nervous the more they talk about it. Now a team of grown men.
I love the fact that we're going to beat these grown men ass. We're going to beat y'all like you stole something. You're going to come down here and these grown, you're going to be, you guys, because this is your only shot. This is really your only shot. When you only rotate, when you only play 14 people on defense, you think that's going to really fly here in Miami? You think that's going to fly? You think you're going to get into this humidity and only play 14 players on defense with this big-ass offensive line, 6'6", 6'7", pushing your guys down the field, Fletcher running right down your mouth? This is not going to be Michigan State. It's not going to be UConn. It's not going to be them trash teams y'all play. You're playing big-time college football right now.
Let me tell you, Fernando Mendoza knows everything about anything you could have coming out of Miami. He went to Christopher Columbus. He was part of a team that won the state. When he took over as a starting quarterback, he brought him to the semifinal. There ain't nothing about Miami that he doesn't know about, that he isn't telling his entire team about. This is not someone who is coming in, you know, like wide-eyed and lucky to be here. You got Mr. Heisman coming to town. And he's a much different player than the guy you saw standing in Berkeley with a bunch of Cal Golden Bears around him. These are a rebuilt Indiana Hoosiers team that I'm telling you, man, I didn't even know they were possibly capable of what they were doing.
If Mendoza wasn't from Miami, I would put his numbers up against Cam Ward, who didn't win the Heisman. I would put his numbers up against Shedeur Sanders, who obviously never even got to the Heisman. I would put it, but I'm not going to do that because he's a hometown kid. I love him. I love the story. It's a perfect storm. You have a Cuban quarterback from Indiana. You have a Cuban coach, Mario Cristobal. You have a Cuban halftime performance by an artist that I discovered, Pitbull. It's like the perfect storm.
Pitbull's playing the halftime?
Yeah.
That's cool, bro.
That's what you cool. thought? Somebody from Indiana? You thought somebody from Indiana was going to be performing?
Yeah, I thought we were going to bring John Mellencamp down to entertain.
No, that's not happening. Under no circumstance. This is a Miami home game. Even though the NCAA is trying their best to provide safety and comfort for you Indiana Hoosiers, they're doing everything that they could possibly do by charging $700 for parking. No tailgating. Who ever heard of no tailgating? It's only for you. They're laying out the red carpet for you.
Shut up. I know it's a Miami home game, but it's also the national championship game. So the prices were going to be outrageous.
It's the entire
state of Indiana coming in that has made these prices. This is not a fix against you, Miami. I'm already hearing conspiracy theories, if you don't mind me saying.
No. This is not Florida State. It's not Florida. They sit around with conspiracy theories. No, we play football. You come in here to play Dade County football. You come and play Dade. You don't understand what's getting ready to happen. It's almost like in Larry Bird heydays, we bring in a Miami team to go in the French Lick or whatever you call it to play against Larry Bird. I'm heading for the Braves.
You do know this. Larry Bird was a bad motherfucker.
Yes, he was. No question about it.
Okay. I mean, if you want to say Larry, come and play Larry Bird. Nobody wanted to play Larry Bird.
Mount Rushmore for me. But that's all y'all got. That's all you have.
Transferred out.
When you get your brains beat out of you, I'll be at this club called Booby Trap on the River, where it's a bunch of girls and they're walking around. They'll give you comfort, you know, just spend the rest of your money, you know, that you have.
Look at it this way. You got me plus 3 or 4 on the list because I'm going to be rolling in with my boys. No problem.
I'm going to show you guys a great time because after the beatdown you get, that's the least we can do for you.
I'll give you a shoulder to cry on after you lose this game by 14. I really will. I'll come and comfort you. I will come and comfort you because
we're playing with house money. Because you know what? We know we're going to be back next year. You know, with all those granddaddies, you're not going to be back here next year. This is your only shot, bro.
Go check out that transfer portal right now. Indiana is crushing this portal. I guarantee you, you are seeing more Indiana hats around Miami campuses, college, high school campuses than ever before. We are a school to come to. We got money. We got snaps. We got pedigree now. And here's the deal. Indiana lost two games last year. Those two teams met in the national championship. If Indiana does lose this game, in the last 3 years, the only teams Indiana lost to were good enough to be in or win the national championship. I'm not here. This team is
who
not.
Who you lost to? Who did you lose to?
Ohio State, Notre Dame, and then nobody. If we lose to Miami, we will have lost to a national champion. So
and
it's
who in this contest beat both of those teams this year?
Okay, I'll give it to you. Indiana beat Ohio State this year, and Notre Dame didn't schedule us. They don't want any of this.
We beat both of those teams.
I know you did. Look, this is going to be a great game. In all seriousness, I think we got ourselves a great game. I think that Miami was rightfully put in this tournament above Notre Dame. Head-to-head always has to matter, period. And I don't care when that game was played, first game of the year, last game of the year, a head-to-head. If two teams are right here and this team beat that team, this team goes away. This team stays. Miami deserves to be in this game. They're the Miami Hurricanes. I mean, there's no doubt about it. In terms of brands, there's no doubt what we're looking at here. If you put Indiana's resume in a Miami Hurricane jersey, you'd be crying about how joyful you were about how then you'd be really talking about how much Indiana was coming or how much this team was going to do something. I'm telling you right now, Indiana, six times this year, Fernando Mendoza has finished the game with as many touchdowns as he has incompletions. He is so efficient. Efficiency is what will win this game for the Indiana Hoosiers. I truly believe that. It is going to be Mario Cristobal, who, by the way, is good for one or two, you've got to be kidding me, bonehead coaching decisions a game. Cristobal is going to fuck this up. Carson Beck, he's going to leave. He's going to throw two picks in this game. Two picks.
You came up with this all by yourself.
All by myself. Little old me.
Let me just say this. If there's anybody know Miami football, it is your quarterback. Your quarterback knows when you play in these type of games against other players from Miami that you get ready to deal with right now, he knows that the punishment that's going to be inflicted upon him as well as this team. And you know, we go for the head of the snake. You cut the head of the snake off. And by the way, his name is Mario Cristobal. See, you don't even know how to pronounce his name. Cristobal. His name is Mario Cristobal. You're gonna learn his name. You're gonna be reminded of his name for the rest of your entire life. Because the only time Indiana got to play in a national championship game, because you're never gonna come back here anyway. This is the place that we reside in. We haven't been there, but we're back to where we need to be at. We're reclaiming our rightful throne. You're in the way. A basketball school, a state that, I mean, look, outside of Indianapolis, the rest of your state, you can just flush it in the toilet with the rest of them. At the end of the day, boss, enjoy yourself down here because you're coming out of the Antarctics in Indiana, and you're coming down here, enjoy the beach, enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather, But when you get ready to come into this Hard Rock Stadium, just know it is not going to be a pleasurable experience.
Let me just tell you right now, you better be right. You better be right. Because if you're not, this is the biggest slice of humble pie your university has been served since Nevin Shapiro was doing things that he shouldn't be doing. This is the biggest slice of humble pie. To lose a national championship in your home stadium, that would be disgraceful. To a basketball school, you better pray. You better pray Indiana doesn't win this game. Because if they do, that's it. Miami mystique is gone forever. Welcome to NIL. Welcome to the new dawn. College football hates a usurper. We are coming for everything. This guy, Kirk Cignetti, is the most not screwing around head coach in the history of the NCAA. He is 25-2 since stepping on a campus that had a winning percentage that looked like a Ted Williams batting average. Indiana, sports is special because the movie has to end the right way sometimes. And for this movie to end the right way, Indiana will have completed the single greatest out-of-nowhere turnaround in the history of sport, any team, any continent, any league, anywhere. If Indiana goes 16-0 with a win over the mighty Miami Hurricanes in their home stadium in a national championship game, cut, print, that's the movie. That's the movie. For this movie to end right, Miami is not the champion. And you know
that. First of all, it's not a turnaround because you've never been there. You have to have been someplace in order to turn something around.
Yeah, we were a laughing stock. We turned around and could be the first 16-0 team in the history of football.
You just establish a program with a bunch of players from Kirk's previous team where he brought all those guys over there who knows his system, who knows everything about him.
I'm sorry, your quarterback is from there, Georgia?
You it's like the Dirty Dozens. Your program is based on what he got from another school. You have no program. You have no foundation. You got a bunch of old guys who played in COVID and took advantage of all that. This guy went and recruited guys who had medical red shirts, who had grandfather red shirts, brought them to this place. I mean, you're no different than some of these colleges who are recruiting these guys who play in the NBA, then bring them back. I mean, Kirk Cignetti, what I give him, he is very smart and intelligent because he understands. He said, I can go into this trash conference called the Big Ten. I can go in this trash conference.
Oh, yeah.
And I can go and get a bunch of old men, bring me a bunch of old dudes to this trash conference and beat these people. I mean, Michigan scandals, Michigan State. I mean, Ohio State.
I'll agree with you on this.
The brakes off Ohio State. Y'all put Ohio State. That was another team. What they were like 9 points favorite. Another Big Ten. We done ran through the SEC this year. We ran through the Big Ten this year. We're going to finish off with y'all. So it's going to be a beautiful story with Kirk. It's going to be a great story. Indiana.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to take the 8.5 or are you going to put it on
the money? You're equivalent to Milli Vanilli. You're equivalent to Milli Vanilli. One-hit wonder, fake program, impersonating like you're a real college football program, which you're not.
It would That's be your disgraceful new name. To lose
Milli
to them.
Vanilli. Indiana Milli Vanilli.
The second best point differential in the last 50 years of major college football. Indiana is plus 473 on the season. Blame it on the rain. Milli Vanilli's coming for you. Milli Vanilli is coming
for
you.
And on that note, I'll leave you on that note. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I really mean this. It was wonderful to talk to you today. I've enjoyed your work. I've enjoyed your reputation. I've enjoyed you. And I do hope that you have a Damon Bruce plus 3 or 4 booby trap on the river. I even told my wife, I said, if Uncle Luke invites you to a strip club, you got to go. And she's like, oh, I know.
Well, you could bring her too.
She's not coming to the game with me. She's not coming to the game here. Oh, and he's out. That's an exit. That was fun. The Hoosiers are coming. The Hoosiers are coming. I'm just telling you. I don't know how it's going to end, but I know how it's supposed to end. And it's supposed to end 16-0, greatest story of all time. Greatest sports story of all time. Look at Red Jet, a member now for 2 years. Red Jet, thank you so much. Damon did say, yeah, here's the thing. I said we would be starting the show late. We went early today. We absolutely did. Uncle Luke, DB, said you're going to be late, but he was ready to go, and I do appreciate that. I wish we could have mic'd him a little bit better. Wish we could have mic'd him a tiny bit better. I said, I need the timbre in that voice. I need the voice that makes all the booties shake. He had to go for he told me. He said, I got to start a little early. He's booked for another couple interviews today. So there it is. Man, look at this. Booty dust everywhere. Yeah, and like that, Uncle Luke was gone indeed. Again, say what you want. Milli Vanilli might have been fraudulent. They had some hits. Had some hits. Woo! I'm ready. I am ready. I will be there. That was an awful lot of fun. I really mean it. I thank him for coming on by. We did that on both of his channels. We're probably still streaming on Uncle Luke's channel right now. Indeed, we are. Thank you very much to Uncle Luke, his whole audience, for stopping on by today. Hit like and subscribe. Go ahead. We got D-Brew Show merch. I was going to ask Uncle Luke. He's selling, he's got Luke Enterprise t-shirts. I'm going to need a Luke Enterprise t-shirt. He's got his merch. I got my merch. Everybody's selling merch these days. I'm going to have to pick up a little national championship merch because I think Indiana's about to win a national championship. Again, no weapons will be formed against this team. They're 10 of 11 in the red zone since entering bowl season. They have just beaten Ohio State, Alabama, and Oregon 107-36. This team is the first in this team in the history of major college football. This team has scored 55 or more and won by 30 or more points in 7 different games. The only other teams that have done that are 1885 Princeton, 1886 Yale, and 2025 Indiana. In other words, you had to have a world of college football that didn't even play college football to get beaten like this. Indiana hasn't played anyone. My goodness. That is just silly. Tell that to Alabama. Tell that to Oregon. Tell that to all the 5 stars that were supposed to beat Indiana and stop this story all year long. The story hasn't stopped. There's one more chapter. It ends in Miami. And my night might be ending at the booby trap. Uncle Luke, we're coming. We're coming for you. That is the show today. There we are today. The way this movie ends, it has to serve history. It has to serve history. And let me just say one more thing. I really meant it. In the history of entertainment, in our lifetimes, I don't think there has been a greater defender of free speech than what that guy did. That is a noble guy when it comes to standing up for what matters in the Constitution. That First Amendment is precious, and it is being suppressed again in real time. So more guys like Uncle Luke need to be stepping up than ever before. I really appreciate him joining the show. It was awesome having you join the show today. Thank you very, very much. What is that? Best half hour of YouTube trash talk to date? We're ready to go. Absolutely ready to go. We got Andy Morris. Damn, now I really want to watch this game. I'm going to keep calling him Cristobal. Yeah, you know what? Michael Irvin. I would have loved to get Michael Irvin. I would have loved to get Michael Irvin on the show. He did not respond to my text, but that was awesome. That was an awful lot of fun. I thank him. I thank you. Again, he's calling out Larry Bird. Larry Bird didn't go to IU. He got to IU. He's like, this is too big for me. He transferred back to Terre Haute and went to Indiana State. But Larry Bird could play. You didn't want to be playing Larry Bird. Let me tell you, you probably didn't want to be looking at record sales against Milli Vanilli back when they were winning Grammys. I know it wasn't them. This is Indiana. This is happening. Look at this. Football school. Football school. Coming for you, Miami. Down. Down with the U. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hit like and subscribe. Thank you for being here. And remember that sports don't build character, they reveal it. And like that, he's gone.